made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Oh, this swear jar.
What are we doing with it again?
What's I don't know.
Buying three cheeseburgers. Maybe hamburgers. I don't know if we can afford the cheese.
We'll all go out to Broncos on whatever is in the jar.
Thank you, cheese.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. We never went over the NFL. Oh, I guess you were going to win anyway, but who had the Eagles? Who drafted the Eagles?
I did.
Rats.
He did. I am the champion,
and you are
the losers.
We got to figure out when we're going
no
out to eat.
No time for eating, because I am the champion, and here's content.
John, a lot of things and stuff have happened in the world of sports the last couple of days. Sean Payton, Tom Brady, Nebraska's recruiting class. You got any takes on anything you missed?
I hate to say this, Broncos, but I'm not sold that old Visor Boy is the answer for you. I think you got bigger problems than that. And remember, you're stuck with old Russell Wilson.
Let's ride.
Sean Payton's not one with anyone not named Drew Brees. I'm not suggesting that Drew Brees is the quarterback.
Drew Brees never won with anyone not named Sean Payton.
With Brady, there's still a part of me that thinks he's not done yet. I mean, once you pull this stunt once, I'm sorry, you don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore. And Nebraska's recruiting class, I mean, we talked about it. 40 different signings, man. That's a lot. Third most in college football. Third most new players coming in one class. 40. That's a lot of guys.
Good takes. Though I do disagree with you on Sean Payton. I get why they did it. You've got it.
Oh, I get why they did it. I've not been as sold as others that Sean Payton is a great coach.
Again,
they won the Super Bowl, and when you win, it's kind of like with Joe Madden. Joe Madden won a World Series with the Cubs, mm-hmm. right? Legend forever. Sean Payton won a Super Bowl with the Saints. Legend forever. I get that. But since
the
then,
munchers.
With all of the success
gumbo.
That they should have had and never getting even back to another Super Bowl and losing all those home playoff games.
Fair. He's Mike McCarthy with better PR. I'll keep saying it.
On Wednesday, Kyle Shanahan was asked if he saw any scenario where Jimmy G would be back with the 49ers. His answer? No, I don't see any scenario of that. Give me your favorite memory of their partnership.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, man, poor Robbie.
Third down, NFC Championship game last year. Jimmy G drops back to throw. Oh, no, here comes Aaron Donald. And Jimmy G goes, I'm just going to wing the ball into the air. Gets deflected into the hands of Trayvon Howard. Rams win. Greatest pass completion in the history of Jimmy Garoppolo.
How about the time where in the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs that we missed earlier because they had to show us the D'Amico Ryans press conference when he dropped back and he threw the ball way in the air and it was almost caught.
How different is the NFL world if he completes that pass?
Yeah, the Chiefs would have had time, obviously, to go down and score.
Yeah, that's
true. If they hold on to win, a lot of things change. Jimmy G is a Super Bowl champion starting quarterback.
Possibly.
The 49ers, their streak of not winning a Super Bowl would not be over 10,000 days.
That's true.
Lots of things would have changed.
The Colts may be taking on a third round of interviews to find their new coach. They've reportedly talked to a dozen candidates not named Jeff Saturday. What in the wide, wide world of Steve Peterson is going on here?
This would be the wide, wild, wild, wild world. Wide, wide world. Either way, it's wild. Of Jimmy Irsay. This is that guy. I mean, we've always jokingly said, ha ha, what a weirdo, right? That guy, he likes a lot of substances. but this is, I'd say weird even for him. You know, I've been pretty steadfast in my belief that, there's no way Jeff Saturday would become the head coach, and I still kind of think that, but I don't know. This is weird. Are they going to land the plane and then what's his bucket's going to get off from Arkansas? Hey, it's me. I'm your new head coach. It's me. What was that guy's name? Who's
which,
that guy?
Which guy?
This guy from Arkansas. What's his name? He coached at Ole Miss as well.
What, Houston Nutt?
Houston Nutt. With two T's, Nick, for Colts head coach.
Houston Nutt. Yes, Nebraska almost had a head coach named Houston Nutt, and then he said, no, this isn't good enough.
My name's not Corn, it's Nutt.
This is going to turn into the Steve Peterson 40-day, 40-night coaching search for the NFL.
Lord.
This is the NFL.
This is the NFL.
Unfortunately, it doesn't stand for not for long, because when you're an owner in the NFL, they don't kick you out. Ian Snyder still has a team.
That's true. People forget.
Remember
time
traveling
Jera. I do, Nick. I do. I watched them win a Super Bowl one time.
My entire childhood, it was the Colts, then the Patriots.
Mm.
Speaking of, Tom Brady retiring increases the chance of another year from Aaron Rodgers, writes Mike Florio. Why? Because he'd play second fiddle to Brady at the Hall of Fame enshrinement of 2028. Do you buy this?
Now, does this sound a little tinfoil hatty? Yes. But
these guys have such big egos.
They have huge egos. Can you imagine? Because you know Aaron Rodgers, first ballot, Hall of Fame. Tom Brady, first ballot, Hall of Fame.
But one of them is going to be the anchor at the end.
Right. One of them's going to be the highlight speaker.
And that would be Tom Brady.
Yes, it would. And would Aaron Rodgers settle for second in that category? Now,
can
today.
Can I ask ayahuasca before my speech?
Sure, I don't even
Aaron.
Know.
I have not heard or seen this yet, but this is from the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the golf tournament that's going on in, of all places, Pebble Beach. Aaron Rodgers is one of the, I guess he'd be one of the AMs.
Oh, that stands for amateur, Nick.
It does.
Amateur.
Well, but
why do we call them amateurs and not amateurs?
It depends. It's kind of like...
Is it an accent thing?
Yeah,
what about amateur?
Amateur. Oh, simple.
So let's give this a listen here, because apparently he makes some comment about going to San Francisco or not going to San Francisco.
Okay.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
You look great with a cowboy star on your helmet.
No comment. Mm. Oh.
Ooh.
And then he hits his shot. Is that it? Is he going to say anything more?
Probably say, F the Cowboys. I'll beat him again.
Just spins off the edge.
So that's the big one. So he's asked, you know, hey, any news for us? I'm not going. He just says, I'm not going
to
San
Francisco. He's going to be a Jet.
I still think he's going to stay with the Packers. And this will be the last hurrah. And then the next year after Tom Brady, he goes into the Hall of Fame.
Smile time.
So at the very
unless
least,
Tom Brady pulls a fast one just trying to mess with Aaron Rodgers and say, I refuse to retire before you because I want to go into the same Hall of Fame class and make you go before me.
So that means for sure that the Hall of Fame is, assuming Brady doesn't play again, and I don't think he is going to, by the way, 2028 will have him and J.J. Watt, among others.
That is true.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Remember last year when Jordan Spieth risked his life to save a stroke by playing a golf shot off the edge of a cliff at Pebble Beach? Well, golfers at the California Resort have been trying to duplicate it, and that has led the club to grow the grass at the spot longer to discourage players from doing it. Sad. That golf course has gotten soft.
I had forgotten about this shot until I saw the same story that you did today, and so then I rewatched it. And, I mean, it's nuts, like, how close he is.
I know. One misstep, and...
And he would have died.
I seem to recall talking about this last year when it happened.
I remember,
can you
too.
Imagine the coverage of that story?
Oh, that's right,
Jordan Spieth dying, falling off a cliff.
On hole 8.
That's where I got the idea for extreme golf.
Yeah. Probably for the best, because, like...
Oh, well, yeah, for Jordan.
Yeah. For you,
that he didn't die.
The crazy thing is, it's like Pebble Beach ain't cheap. So it's not just like, you know, a local muni where your bros are out there getting ripped. It's just bros that have a lot of money that are getting ripped. Interesting.
So that what they've done is, right there on the edge of the cliff, they've
right
grown
there.
The grass obscenely high so that you can't play the shot.
Yeah, the obscene boys.
But
it became a tourist attraction.
It did.
Oh.
It did.
Odd. People are weird.
But yes, golf has gotten soft. I mean,
wow.
I remember when golfers used to risk life and limb to win the to win a green jacket.
Yeah, remember Nick Faldo? He lost an arm.
Now all golf is sports washing for the Saudis.
Yep, Chubbs Peterson. He had that alligator bit his hand off.
People forget about Chubbs.
People forget about Chubbs.
I don't forget about Chubbs.
Chubba.
Hell of a boxer too.
The famed Lotus Formula One car that
Listen to how excited he is.
Mario Andretti drove to win the 1978 World Driving Championship, people forget, is about to go to auction. Mario Andretti is very well known, Ravi, so you just showed your ignorance. Dumb. Experts believe the car could fetch $9.5 million. What would I do if I had this car, you ask?
Shove it up your butt.
But also,
wow, that would be hard to do.
You know what, Nick? You would.
Wow, man. I realize this car has ground effects, but wow, that wing really caught me wrong.
You know what you wouldn't do, Nick? You wouldn't have to warm it up when you leave the station.
That's
like
true.
You will tonight. How long will you be in the parking lot tonight?
How cold is it?
Like 12 degrees.
Something tells me that like this 15. Car would not run well in our weather.
You don't think so?
Probably not. If I have the money to buy the car, I assume I also just have a crazy amount of money.
Wow.
So I would rent time at every F1 track and just do a couple hot laps at each one.
You would risk damaging and destroying this car worth $9.5 million to run it on a race course.
Yeah. It was a race car. It was made to race, John. Have you ever watched Goodwood?
But you're not a race car driver.
It's called Deadwood, Nick.
Well, I wouldn't, like, go balls out. I wouldn't be as good as another driver. But
I mean, I would hope for $9.5 million, Mario comes with it.
That'd be cool.
Oh.
It's a me.
Not.
Oh. Mario does not talk like that.
He should.
It's a me.
I knew you were going to do it.
Mario does not talk like that.
Yes, I would drive it, though. It's a race car, John.
Wow.
It was meant to race.
Wow.
I just wouldn't crash it, simply.
Okay.
Good luck.
Remember when we asked if the Kelce Bowl thing was going to get annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now folks are petitioning the NFL to let Travis and Jason's mom toss the coin before the game.
Dear God. See? I told you this was going to get annoying.
I didn't know about this until you told me about it.
I just did. Now aren't you properly annoyed?
No, I think it's... So wait, do they want to do it or are just idiot fans saying, let the mom toss the coin?
The fans. Of course it's the fans.
Shut up, you idiots.
And you got the annoying Chiefs fans with all due respect.
Don't disrespect.
And the annoying Eagles fans.
No apology necessary there. That's pretty
dumb.
Yeah,
let the mom toss the coin.
No, she can stay up in a suite or something. She'll be fine. Nah, she's probably... The Super Bowl suites, those things have got
to
be expensive.
You know there's going to be the Super Bowl prop. There's always the Super Bowl prop.
How many times
is X person shown on camera during the game?
Definitely.
She will be the prop bet.
Oh, yes. Can we have this on predictions before the Super Bowl?
It will be a prop bet somewhere, Nick, so yes, we will. We can
Amazing.
Do that. Yeah, next week's predictions
is a lot
of fun.
Yeah, but then someone has to actually pay attention to count how many times she was on.
All right, you can do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Thanks for volunteering, John.
Yeah, good job, John.
I didn't volunteer.
Smile, John. Man.
Punxsutawney Phil has predicted 6 more weeks of winter. Is there anything you want to say, Josh?
The snow is not done.
See, a lot of people have their own ripoff. Punxsutawney Phil, there's Unadilla Bill down in Unadilla, Nebraska.
Do we have Omaha Paw?
Unadilla's the
name
of the place?
No, we have dumbass Josh who says the snow ain't done and then it keeps snowing.
Josh is our groundhog.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Groundhog.
So what is dumbass? No, we don't want to hear what dumbass Josh has to say.
The snow is not done, John. It's still here.
It's already here.
Dumbass, stupid.
This is going to happen. It will happen. He is going. He will not be able to keep his big mouth shut.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
When's the last time you didn't make one of your bold proclamations?
Like the Super Bowl will go to overtime. Like that one? And then it did.
I'm talking about your snow thing.
Oh.
You do this every year.
I have done it for a while.
Every year you're dead ass wrong.
I think
wrong.
It's a bit since the divorce. I don't remember for sure.
Have you ever gotten it right?
No.
Nick, 2 years ago.
No.
Is your winning percentage higher than Frost?
Here we go. Here comes Scott Frost.
Nick, it was a dusting, a light dusting in 2021.
It was not a light dusting. Literally, a Creighton baseball game got canceled because of it.
Baseball gets canceled when it's like barely windy and 30 degrees.
That's not true.
Soft ass sport. You ready for this callback?
I drove home in a blizzard because of him.
Ready for this callback all the way to the crossover? But it also mentions on Sportsline content, J-Skirt Todd texts in, Houston Nut is a great name for a generic chunky peanut butter.
Full circle on the Grum.
Mom, let me go get some chunky peanut butter.
Houston Nut.
Get the Houston Nut.
It is a good name.
Dave, what a text. Don't let them discourage you, Josh. Trust your models. I'll be diving in tonight. Tap, 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 tap. I'll look at
the models. Time Josh dives into the models are like, ooh, stay away from me.
He dives into the models, and then he sees if it's going to rain in the first tap, week
tap,
of May.
Tap, 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 tap. I'll be tapping it.
No,
tap,
no,
tap,
do
tap
not do this. I don't want to be responsible.
Are you too good
I
for your home?
I don't want to be responsible for all the angry friends of the program coming after you.
They can deal with it.
I don't want to deal with it.
I'm
tired of this. I'm tired of you making these bold proclamations, and then we get cursed with at least one or two more snowfalls.
With a dusting. My God. It's just a dusting, guys. Again, it's going to snow.
The best day was when he did it, and then it literally started snowing, and we had snow on our windshields
when we walked
in
outside.
The parking lot. The only thing
that was rough.
The only thing that topped that was when he said, "There's no way that Tristan Jebbia was going to transfer to Oregon State," and that night Tristan Jebbia transferred to Oregon.
So you can throw eggs at me if he does. That sucked.
Get the eggs.
Yeah, and they were cold, Nick. One of them hit my junk. Ouch. Ouchie.
It was a really tiny egg.
Damn it.
And we come full circle again, so we're still telling penis jokes.
That'll be here forever.
Yeah.
That's just part of the show.
Yeah, that's
1620 The Zone.
And you know why I'm laughing, don't you?
No. It's time for the unsportsmanlike conduct bet of the day.
Just a little bit under where some folks would like to see this one wind up.
Brought to you by nobody.
You've got to be kidding.
Really, we don't have a sponsor. Sorry.
All right, yesterday in bet of the day, Robbie was a loser. I was a loser. Nick was a winner again.
Hell yes.
Hockey Boy had the under in the Hurricane Sabres game. He was a winner. I am going, John, to the association tonight. Give me the under in Warriors Nuggets. That is a game that is being played tonight, as I Google just to confirm, and it is indeed being played tonight. Give me the under 232.5 points minus 110.
Didn't want to pull a me.
Didn't want to pull a Robbie.
Let's LeBron playing tonight? Do we know?
LeBron James. I think so.
Or is he still spazzing out over the call that wasn't made?
He is still mad. Yeah, remember he played against the Knicks the other day.
Bing bong.
Boy, breaking. LeBron James' final injury status available. He will play tonight. His ankle's okay. He rubbed a little dirt on it.
All right, then let's do the Lakers on the money line plus the under at 240.5 plus 208.
240.5?
240.5. Bet of the day.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I was going to say same game parlay. That's what I was trying to say.
Cavs, Nuggets, Bulls, plus 133.
That's the bet of the day.
Iowa.
What do we have tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have Parker Gabriel. Our Denver Broncos correspondent.
And we're watching a movie called Parkland.
And we are. With Kent Wolgamont in the movie club. What's coming up, man? One Beer Friday. Do you know what's coming up next? Creighton Athletics.
With Robbie
Lula.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.